Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Samach Tesem Abayz, 7 lines from the bottom. So we said in the Mishnah, V'kairi Achrei Mais V'ach Ba'asar. We said that he reads two parashiyas from the Sefer Torah. First Achrei Mais, and then the parash of Ach Ba'asar, which discusses Yom Kippur, the Yom Tif of Yom Kippur. It's the parashiyas Emor. So says the Gemara, he goes from Achrei Mais to Emor, or a mini, but we learned, Medalgi B'Navi V'Ein Medalgi B'Torah, that you're allowed to skip when reading Navi. The Balkairi, when he reads from the Navi, so he's allowed to skip, but you're not allowed to skip when you read from the Sefer Torah. So how is the Kohen Gadol allowed to skip? Says the Gemara, Likasha, Kan Bechdesh Yafsek, Aftorgamon, Kan Bechdesh Lo Yafsek, Aftorgamon. If he could get to the place where he wants to skip before the Chazan, before the Metorgamon, the translator, finishes translating, so then that's okay. The problem of skipping is only if you're not going to get to the place where you want to skip to by the time the Metorgamon finishes translating. V'afrek the Gemara, V'halakatani, how can you say that? But we learned about this halacha, that Medal Gibbidavi, V'Medal Gibbidavi, it says you're allowed to skip a Navi, but not in Torah, and then it says, V'ad Kama Medalik, and how much by Navi are you allowed to skip? Bechdeshel Yafsek Torgamon. That was the special heter by Navi, that you could skip as long as you could get there before the Torgamon finishes translating. Mashma Habatayra Klau Klau Loi. Mashma that by Torah, you can't even do that, because we said, Ein Medal Gibbidavi. So it's Mashma this that we said you're allowed to do by Navi, you can't do by Torah. That means you can't even skip, even if you're going to get there before the Targumon finishes translating. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Laikasha, Kam Binyan Echlod, Kam Bishnei Inyanin. It depends if it's one subject or two subjects. If it's one subject, so then by Torah, as long as you'll get there before the Targumon finishes translating, you're allowed to skip. The problem that you're never allowed to skip is only if it's two Inyanim, because then someone might not understand the halacha correctly that they're reading from the Torah. But by Navi, even by two Inyanim, since it's not talking about as serious matters, it's generally not mitzvahs and isurim, things like that. Those are all written in the Torah. So therefore, even by two subjects, you're allowed to skip. Says the Gemara Batanya, and this is just like that which we learned in the Braisa, that midal ke b'Torah binyan echad u'b'navi b'shnei inyanin. That by Torah you're allowed to skip as long as if it's one, in one subject, and by Navi even if it's two subjects. Kan b'kan, but any time you're allowed to skip, it's dafka b'chdei shel yafsek haTorgamon. It's only if you'll get to the new place that you want to skip to before the Torgamon finishes translating. Now once we mention the Braisa, so we continue, ve'ein midal ke minavi l'navi. You can't skip from one sefer in Navi to a different sefer. You can't skip from one Navi to a different Navi, meaning two different Svarim. However, Ubanavi Shnoshneimasar Medalgin, even though it's technically 12 different Nevi'im, you're allowed to skip from one to the other because it's all considered one Sefer. Ubavach lo yidaling misayfa Sefer litchilasai. Which Tesis points out really is another way of just saying you can't go backwards. You're allowed to only skip forwards, you can't skip backwards. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, we said in the Mishnah of a Goyal Sefer Torah, that afterwards he rolls up the Sefer Torah and he proclaims, and he says that there's much more written here than what I said over. The Kol Kachlama, why does he have to do this? Says the Gemara, Kedish Lo Haitzi Laz Al Sefer Torah, because right afterwards, he's going to read the Parsha Baal Peh. And therefore, people might think that, oh, the Sefer Torah must be missing that Parsha. So in order to avoid that there's a Laz, that people are going to be saying that the Sefer Torah is missing a Parsha, so therefore he makes this proclamation. And then we said, he reads Baal Peh, the Parsha of the Karban Musa from Sefer Bamidbar. Says the Gemara, what's Taka the Pshat? Amai, why does he read the Baal Peh? Niglu v'nikri, why don't we just say to roll it up to the place, to roll it up to the Parsha, and to read it inside? So now, really, we already said before on Samach Tesem Abayz that we don't do that. We don't skip too far if it's going to take too long. So what's exactly is the Gemara's kasha? So the Tos Yeshanim explains that really the Gemara here is just asking, what's Taka the Pshat? Why can't we skip past to the point where the Targum is going to already be finished translating? What's the problem with that? So it says the Gemara, Amar Avhuna, Breder of Yeshua, Amar Av Sheshas, Lefisha Ein Goylin, Sefer Torah, Bitzibur. The problem is because we don't want to spend too much time rolling up the Sefer Torah when it's after the Targum is going to be finished translating. But they cover that Tzibur, because it's a problem of coveted Tzibur that everyone's going to be sitting there doing nothing, waiting for him to roll up the Sefer Torah, so therefore we don't do that. Well, says the Gemara, there's a very simple Eitzah, V'naisi Achrina V'nikri. Why not just get a different Sefer Torah and have that one already open to the place? So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Revuna bar Yehuda amar, mishum pegam shel rishon. Because it makes it look like there's something wrong with the first one, and that's why you're taking out a second Sefer Torah. Reishon kashamar, mishum bracha shein etzricha. Because we have this eitzah of reading a Baal Peh, so therefore, it's a problem of being goyim a bracha shein etzricha. Because if you take out a new Sefer Torah, you're going to have to make a bracha, and there's no reason for that, so we don't do that. back to Gemara, Michashin lepegama, is that really true that if you take out a second Sefer Torah, it makes it look like there's something wrong with the first one? What happens when you have Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls out on Shabbos? So if you in Shalosh Torahs, you take out three Sefer Torahs. V'kayrin Aysa, V'kayrin Achaz Ben Yana Shoyim, one of them you read from the regular parasha of the week, V'achash Rosh Chodesh, V'achash Chanukah, one of them you read from Rosh Chodesh, and one of them you read Chanukah. So you see that we have no problem reading from more than one Sefer Torah. There says the Gemara, there it's different. Tosa gavri b'tchasa sifri like a pegama. Chad gavri b'tchay sifri ika pegama. That when you have three different people reading from the Torah, so then even if you have an additional Sefer Torah, it doesn't look like there's something wrong with the first one. Because people will just assume that this one wanted to read from that one, and this one wanted to read from that one. But when you have one person, the same person, getting all the aliyahs, and he's going to read from more than one Sefer Torah, that makes it look like there's something wrong with the first one. We said in the Mishnah, Mevarich Aleh Shmoina Brachis, that after the Kohen Gadol finishes reading from the Sefer Torah, so he says eight brachis, so says the Gemara, what are these eight brachis? Tan Rabbanon, Al Torah, Kedarsh Mevarchim, Bebeis HaKnesses, on the Torah is the same one that we say in Shul, Asher Nasalanu, Al Avaydiv, Al Haidav, Al Mechilas, Avayin, Is Ketekna, those are all the same ones that we have in the Siddur, Ritzei, Maidim, and the bracha that we add on Yom Kippur, Vala Mikdash, Bifnei Atzmai, Vala Kayhani, Bifnei Atzmai, Vala Yisom, Bifnei Atzmai, and then we say three more, brachis 5, 6, and 7, one on the Mikdash, one on the Kayhani, and one on Yisrael. And then the eighth and final bracha is Valshar Tfila. So what's this last bracha? Tan Rabbanon, Vishar Tfila, what is that? It's Rina Tchina Bakasha Melfanecha Lamcha Yisrael Shetzrichin Livashaya. It's a tfila, it's a bracha to Hashem that our need should be before Him and that He should grant us whatever it is that we need. V'chayisim B'shamei Tfila, He concludes the bracha with Baruch Shamei Tfila. V'achar Kach Kol Echad V'echad Mevi Sefer Torah V'beiso. Afterwards, everyone takes the Sefer Torah that they had already brought from Erev Yom Kippur from their house. V'kayrei B'yikidei Lahari and they read from it in order to show its beauty to everyone else, to show off the beauty of the Sefer Torah. Haraya Kohen Gadol v'chulu la'imim neshin arashe. We said in the Mishnah that a person who went to listen to the Kohen Gadol reading from the Sefer Torah, he couldn't be a witness and be a bystander by the Sreifa of the Par and the Sayer. And a person who went to be a bystander by the Sreifa, he couldn't be by the Kriyas Torah. Not because you're not allowed to, it's just because it was impractical, because they both happened at different places and at the same time. So says the Gemara Pshita, why would I think that you're not allowed to? Why does the Mishnah have to stress this? Not because you're not allowed to, it's just because they happened at the same time. Why would I think that you're not allowed to? Says the Gemara, Ma'u detema k'de Reish Lakish. I might have thought that you're not allowed to because of something which Reish Lakish taught us. Dom Reish Lakish, imavir nal mitzvah, you're not allowed to pass by a mitzvah. So maybe someone that's, let's say, at the Kriyas HaTorah, he's not allowed to leave to go to watch this Reifa. Well, my mitzvah, why? What mitzvah is he doing? This is the Kohen Gadol's own personal reading. What mitzvah does everyone else have? Says the Gemara, because there's still a mitzvah of adding to the glory, that there's the king gets more glory when there's more people there, so too it enhances a mitzvah when there's more people there, so therefore I might have thought that because of that mitzvah of Reiva Mahadras Melech, so therefore you can't leave from one to go to the other. Then no, you could, it's not a problem of Emavir and all mitzvahs. We said in them, says the Mishnah, in Bebigdei Butz Kairei, if the Kohen Gadol, when he read from the Sefer Torah, he read it wearing the Bigdei Kohuna, so then what he does next is Kiddush Yadav Raglav, he washes his hands and feet, Pashu Yard V'tavav Olav V'nestavig, V'viloi Bigdei Zav. He goes to the mikvah, dries himself off, and they bring in the Bigdei Zav, V'lavash, he puts it on, and then again V'Kiddush Yadav Raglav, he washes his hands and feet. Like always, there's always a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for taking off Bigdei Kohuna, and then a second time for putting them on. So this is all if he read the Sefer Torah wearing the Bigdei Kohuna, because then now he has to do two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayims, one for taking off the Bigdei Kohuna, and then another one for putting on the Bigdei Zav. However, if he read from the Torah wearing his own personal clothing, so then, when he already put on his personal clothing, he had taken off his Bigdei Kohuna. So he already did the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, then, when he took off the Bigdei Lavan. So now he only just needs to do one more Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim when he puts on the Bigdei Zav. But either way, so now he has the Bigdei Zav on. V'yatza v'asas eilei ves elam. And he goes and he brings his personal oil, he brings the Karba Musaf oil, the oil la'am, v'ashivas kvasim, and the seven kvasim of the Karba Musaf, t'mimim b'nei shana, that's the halachas of these kvasim. So he brings the parts of the Karba Musaf, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Akiva, I'm there, then no, im tamid shel shachar you craven. The kvasim were brought with the Karba Tamid shel shachar. Now he only brings the his personal oil and the oil of the am. That's what he brings now. But the kvasim were already brought earlier in the day. Then says the Mishnah Par HaOila V'Sayir HaNasa B'Chutz. He also now brings the Par HaOila the pyre, which are also part of the carbon musaf, and the sir hanasa bachot, which is also part of the carbon musaf, im tamid shal ben arbaim. Sorry, those get brought with the tamid shal ben arbaim, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. Kidesh yodav raglov, after he does whatever it is that he does, machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, so the next thing he does is kidesh yodav raglov, he washes his hands and feet, pashat viyar v'tava v'olav v'nestavi, goes to the mikvah, comes out, dries himself off, haviu le bigdei lavan, and they bring in the bigdei lavan, Lavash, v'lavash, v'kidish at the v'raglav, he puts it on, washes his hands and feet, nichnas, he goes, l'fnai v'lefnim, v'haitzi sakafa samachta, in order to take out the kafa samachta that he brought in earlier in the day. Kidish at the v'raglav, again, he washes his hands and feet, upasha, v'yara, v'tavo, olav, v'nestavig, he goes, takes off his big day lava now, goes into the mikvah, comes out, dries himself off, havilo, big day zav, v'lavash, v'kidish at the v'raglav, they bring in the big day zav, he gets dressed, he washes his hands and feet, and this time, v'nichnas, he goes into the hecha. Lahakter Keteres shall be in Arbaim in order to be makter the afternoon Keteres, the regular daily Avedas HaKeteres, Lehitev Asaneres, Keteres, the regular daily Aveda. After he finishes all of that, Vikidish Yad of Raglav, then he again washes his hands and feet, Upashad, he takes off these big days off, and that's it, that's he's done, Vuloi big day Atzma, he puts on his regular, they bring him his regular clothing, Vilavash, he puts them on, Umelavana, he said, at Besai, and at people there, they escort the Kohen Gadol to his house, Vyamtif Ayu Aisa Lo'ayava, Bishashiyatza Bishalom in HaKodesh, and the next day, he makes a big Suda, Yamtif for his friends, because of the fact that he made it out of the Kodesh HaKodashim alive, which was not so Pashad, so therefore he's very happy, he makes the yontif the following day.